You are listening to Real World News.
Citizen Audit of Investment Protection Treaties created in Ecuador. A Citizen Audit of Investment Protection Treaties and International Arbitration System on Investments has been created in Ecuador. Meanwhile, UNASUR, the Union of South American Nations, begins to see bilateral investment protection treaties as a threat from transnational corporations to governments. These two aspects were discussed at the International Workshop Alternatives to the International Investment Protection System and Dispute Settlement Mechanisms between Transnational Corporations and States, held last Thursday and Friday in Guayaquil, Ecuador. Last Saturday, Real World Radio interviewed ecologist activist Alberto Villarreal of Redes Friends of the Earth Uruguay. Villarreal participated in the event called by the Ministry of Foreign Relations and Human Mobility, the National Secretariat of Planning and Development, and the Council of Citizen Participation and Social Control. Other calling organizations include the Latin American Network on Debt, Development on Rights, German Foundation Friedrich Ebert, the Latin American Institute of Social Sciences, Ecuadorian Network Jubilee 2000, and the Hemispheric Social Alliance. The participants and speakers of the different workshops included experts from social movements and organizations, governments, and many Latin American countries. The team of the Citizens Audit will be made up by 4 members of state agencies, 4 international experts, and 4 members of social movements and organizations of Ecuador, plus 12 alternative members, Villarreal to Real World Radio. Right now, the composition of the group is being decided. During the meeting, there was a general sense that the selection of organizations of Ecuador should be made by the organizations themselves in order to replicate this process in other countries. The aim is that the selection of civil society representatives is not done by the government. One of the main outcomes of the meeting is to take this proposal for the audit before the official summit of the Bolivarian Alternative of the Americas to be held on Tuesday in Guayaquil so that all the countries in the alliance will follow suit. In April, the Ecuadorian government called several governments and civil society organizations to talk about possible actions against the current investment protection model. The Citizen Audit and the International Observatory of Investor State Cases were two big outcomes of the meeting. There, over 10 countries created the Conference of the Countries of the South to help each other in conflicts with transnational corporations. The audit in Ecuador is a process that has moved forward the most, said Villarreal, at the government's initiative, but in many countries the social movements will have to push this forward. Taking this forward in different countries and promoted is one of the goals that came out of the international workshop. Villarreal said that one of the first few official meetings of UNASUR identified bilateral investment treaties as potential threats with negative impacts on the states in international arbitration, as well as the need to review this policy. Even though Ecuador and the ALBA countries questioned the bilateral investment treaties and international arbitration, the aim of social organizations in Latin America is that UNASUR will continue working on this issue despite the political differences between the member countries. Meanwhile, the International Observatory of Investor State Cases has not shown so much progress. We were hoping that during these meetings we would hear the Ecuadorian government talk about its plans, but there is neither structure nor specific activities yet. We made proposals, but we expected there would be more exchange. It was not possible this time, regretted Villarreal. A recommendation that came out of the workshop was that the observatory has to be a government body with direct participation of social movements. It should expose the problems of bilateral investment treaties and arbitration systems. The proposal is that the observatory is to join defense of government, social movements, and communities affected against lawsuits to expose and flood these processes of lawsuit filed by transnational corporations against states are. Finally, we want to discredit these processes, get rid of them, said Villarreal. The member of Redes Friends of the Earth called on the other countries to follow the example of Ecuador, Bolivia, and Venezuela, which have taken a path of exposing and overturning bilateral investment treaties, reviewing their investment policies, and of exposing the ICSID and international arbitration mechanisms that grant transnational corporations extraordinary powers.
You are listening to Real World News.